style offer that might be a little different than what Chris did?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to work with Dow the last 2 years as well, and he's very intelligent when it comes to the game of football, very eager to learn and grow as a coach. And, you know, it's fun to work with him. I enjoy working with him. Sees things really similar to the way I do. And, you know, I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot from him over the last couple of years, and I look forward to continuing to learn from him.
Along those lines, what do you think his best assets will be? You know, what worked well for him as a quarterback's coach, and maybe will work as a coordinator?
You know, I felt you know, we had a great relationship, quarterback to coach, when he was a quarterback's coach. Just being able to talk to him, like bounce ideas off him. Hey, this is how I saw it. How'd you see it? You know, how can we maybe make this play a little bit better? How can we build on this concept? Whatever it may be. You know, being able to have open dialogue between the two of us and not feel like we were attacking each other.
Did you have that kind of relationship with Chris?
You know, I think it was just the nature of position-wise. We were quarterback, you know, with our quarterback coach a majority of the time, which was Coach Loggins. So I think we bounced those ideas off him, and he would go and talk to Chris. So we didn't have as much one-on-one contact as we did with Coach Loggins. So just for that reason, I don't think so.
His personality, I guess. I mean, you guys dealt with him in the quarterback room on a regular basis. How do you think that'll carry over, I guess, onto the – how do you think guys will respond to him as far as the group?
Yeah, you know, like I said, he's got a lot of energy. He's excited about it, and I think that will filter down to us as an offensive group.
In what ways does he see the field, or does he see route concepts kind of like you did do, like you mentioned before?
I think that you know, some of the systems that he's coached in since he's been in the NFL are similar to some of the ones that I played in, especially when I was in college. Terminology was the same. Some of the ideas behind play calling and those sorts of things were very similar. So,
as you start looking at the game plan for this game, do you see anything that jumps off the page at you, or is it more subtle differences?
You know, it's hard to be able to you know, go in and there's a definitely a different direction, I think, but it's hard to go in and change everything you want to. I think, you know, there is difference in style a little bit, and I don't think that you'll see that completely until you have the opportunity to have multiple weeks to work it and not have to get ready for a game in 5 or 6 days. So, you know, you're limited a little bit as far as maybe installing some of his stuff that he really likes, just because of, you know, where we're at.
When you say kind of a different direction, how would you describe
it? Like, you know, it's just a different style. You know, it's a, you know, I think, as you guys know, Coach Palmer was more the run and shoot. There's a lot of different options. That's not as much a part of what Coach Loggins does offensively. So I think that there's some differences there in that. And but again, you know, you can't go in and change everything and with a week's time to get ready for an NFL football game.
So were the option routes too constraining for the receivers at times, do you think?
You know, it was something that I felt we were able to play with some confidence with, and there was something that wasn't working. And at the end of the day, we're the ones out on the field playing, executing, and it's up to us to make whatever plays called worked. And we weren't able to find ways to do that this year, and we need to, you know, no matter who's calling the plays, that's got to be a focus for us.
Jake, how much does this move to Dowell energize you and rest of the
offense? Like I said, he brings a lot of energy just because, you know, he's excited about it. It's a great opportunity for him, and I think that he's excited to work with this group of guys, and that filters down to us. So I think there's definitely a lot of energy that comes with that.
Coordinators have a little riverboat gambler in. They just try things from his nature. Do you think he's the kind of a guy that might be fun to play for because he might try some stuff?
I don't know. I guess we'll have a better idea after Sunday.
Are you looking forward to Sunday? I mean, you know, you didn't get to play, but, you know, into that second series against the Texans down there. Is this a game you're kind of looking forward to, having a chance to finish?
Yeah, you know, I look forward to every opportunity I get a chance to get out there and play. So, you know, it'll be a fun game, one that, you know, it's a great opponent. And you got a great opportunity with them coming into your house, and you got to be really prepared and go out and play well.
You know where Glover Quinn is at all times?
What's that?
Glover Quinn.
Oh, you know, we'll just make sure that we got the protection going the way that we need it to. Yeah, for sure.
Jake, what do you guys have left to play for this year?
playoff. I mean, you're not technically out of it at this point. It's not outside of the realm of possibilities to try and go win five games. And I think that, like I've told you guys before, our focus just needs to be a week at a time and do everything you can and prepare in a way that gives you an opportunity to win on Sunday. And I think when you do that, whether the outcome on the scoreboard shows or not, you're growing as a football team, and that creates momentum and excitement, and I think that's our goal as a football team now.
What are the primary ways you think this offense does need to be better? You said it's not working well enough. If pick one or two things out maybe and say what needs to be
consistency. I think just consistency. Show flashes of how talented and how explosive we can be. We just got to be more consistent with it.
With Dallas' connections with Sean Payton, could he have any imprint on the new offense?
I think that'll time will kind of help tell that story a little bit for us. So, we'll see as we go forward.
Were there similarities between that Cowboys offense and the UW offense too?
I think there were similarities. I think there's similarities in any offense you look at. It's just a little bit the way you teach it, the way it's presented can be a little bit different. So I think that's where your subtleties come in.
How they look? You watched tape, I guess, the Texans leading up to the Week 4 game. How they look on defense now compared to them?
They're still a really good defense. You know, they're they got a few guys banged up, but they're a talented group that plays really fast, knows what they're doing, and has confidence in what they're doing. And, you got to come in with a good game plan and one that you're confident in executing.
Watt is disruptive a guy, as you've seen on tape.
He's a great football player. And, he's been able to impact games by not only making sacks, getting his hands on balls, tackles for loss in the run game. He has a lot of different ways that he's able to impact a game. And, we're going to have to be sure that we're sound up front and take care of him all day.
Dowell have it maybe in to get in the guy's grill if he needs to?
He's got that in him, and I think that, like I said, he'll bring he'll bring a lot of energy to the offense on the sidelines.
Anything else?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.